This is a replay of Monday Night Trivia on August 18th on WGN Radio. We started right at 10. If you don't hear yourself on it, it's because you didn't call. I hope you'll rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday evenings from 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593. My toll-free number from OneVoip. For the world's best customer service, it's OneVoip. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did.
Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe, it's the Raleigh James Show.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Monday night, the time is right for trivia, and we have 3 big hours of it. We've got 11 bumper snuffers, and we've got a theme. Maybe you'll know the songs, maybe you'll guess the theme. Hard to say. We also have a straggler question, and you are in luck, because actually it was a two-parter. You got the other part last week, and I don't remember the answer. All right, let me explain. You'll recall that last week we learned that a survey of American women showed that their least favorite girl's name was Mildred. Now, among very common names for men between the 1930s and today, 4 also appear on the list of male names most disliked by Americans, of both genders, actually. Now, you got 2 of the 4, but I don't remember which 2. That's horrible. I guess I could have listened to the replay, and maybe you did. Yeah, Friday night it replayed, so if you did, well, you already know 2 of them, and we will take them 1 at a time. But yeah, so Mildred, the least liked female name. A very common names, obviously. We're not asking you about one-offs, but John just came in.
I think it was Henry, and I think that was the only one.
No, there were 2. Henry was one of them? All right, so very good. John just ruled out Henry. It was on the list. And so that's 3 left. there were 2 that were guessed. So 3, and all you have to do is name 1. If this is not confusing, just give me time. That's right. Yeah, I'll come up with something that'll have be mind-boggling. But for now, if you remember if you remember any of them other than Henry, which we're now taking off the list since John remembered it, but if you get any of the others, you win. Of course, the prizes are worthless. Never forget that. We've been in the process of moving. It's the world's worst experience for me. One of our 4 locations locally, we are combining what was in it to the other 3 locations, and it's just been a nightmare. But along the way, I come across things like CDs or 45s or actually a radio. I came up with a CC Observer. Someone's going to win that. That's actually a pretty good prize. But for the most part, the prizes are utterly worthless. So you're doing it for the fun of it, and it takes forever to get anything, so you're really doing it for the fun of it. All right, now, if you have no idea about my question, can't even fathom what I'm talking about, that's fine. You can have your own category, and sky is the limit on that, because everybody knows something about something. All right, and we're going to kick it off. Billy Bob is in Bourbon A. So, Billy Bob, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hey, 52nd time caller.
Well, how about that?
Right off, I want to start off with a request. I'd like to have you play Our Time, Our Day Will Come.
Oh, Ruby and the Romantics. I'd love
to. No, I'm going to throw you a curveball. I want Nancy Wilson version.
Oh, really? All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, on Capitol. All right. I've got it. Let me write it down, because I'll forget that.
And how about Otis, the Day and the Night? Did they do one called Shamalama?
Yeah. First, let me write down Billy Bob. So I'll remember who requested it. Okay. So you want Shamalama Ding Dong?
Yeah. That's all for the request. Thank you.
Okay. Otis Day and the Nights. Okay. All right. You got them. So we're going to do charts.
Well, yeah. You said I was doing the two easy ones every week.
All right. Good deal. So we're going to do 1965.
Correct.
This week in 1965, because you have any week you want.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's do it. Here we are. Number one, I Got You, Babe.
Sonny and Cher.
Yes. Number two, I Can't Get No Satisfaction.
The Rolling Stones.
Yes. Number three, Save Your Heart for Me.
Gary Lewis and the Playboys.
Number four, I'm Enery the Eighth I Am.
Oh, by God, it should be easy.
Yes, it should. Second verse, same as the first. A little bit louder
but
and a little bit worse.
Peter Noonan was the lead singer.
Yes, Peter Noonan was the lead singer. So what was the group?
Herman.
Yes, good enough, good enough. Number five, What's New Pussycat?
Tom Jones.
Yes. Number six, Unchained Melody. Obviously a remake.
Yeah, you don't like them, the Righteous Brothers.
No, I don't mind the Righteous Brothers. I just don't care for Phil Spector's wall of sound. Okay.
That's right.
Number seven, It's the Same Old Song. But with a different meaning since you've been gone.
Yeah, it's a Motown group, but I ain't going to get that one, so we can
skip it. The Four Tops.
Yeah.
All right, number eight, embarrassing as hell for this poor artist, Don't Just Stand There.
That's two down, one to go, and I hit the wall.
That's all right, but let's talk about this because you should get this. This was the era when they took teenagers who were in TV sitcoms and made them record records. And they tortured this young lady with Don't Just Stand There. It included a soliloquy in the middle of it.
Shelley Fabre?
No, it's much worse than that. It was Patty Duke.
Okay.
Number nine, California Girls.
Oh, yeah, the Beach Boys.
And number 10, Down in the Boondocks.
Billy Joy Royal.
Absolutely, that's 80%. You're a winner. Hang on, don't go away.
Thank you.
All right, so very good. All right, did very good. But yeah, that Patty Duke record, how could you forget it? It's one of those train wrecks that just doesn't leave the mind, no matter what you do. All right, so anyway, I guess the label was laughing all the way to the bank, but no wonder she needed psychiatric care. All right, so I understand that, actually. Cindy is in Chicago. Welcome back to WGN Radio. How's it going, Cindy?
Okay, yeah, I've had up and down episodes of mania, but I'm okay.
Excellent.
But anyhow, yeah, I guess I'm okay. But then I have two requests. I don't really know what this song is about. I don't know. I just always liked it. Winchester Cathedral.
All right, the new vaudeville band. All right, let's write this down.
I guess this song is just cool.
Okay.
I just think it's cool. And then the other song, this is for me and my brother, who my brother never smoked the weed in the 60s or 70s and got a security clearance with the Naval Department. But anyhow, I don't know the name of the song. I can't even think of how it goes. But that one song, You Don't Need Kicks to Get You Through Another Day.
I'm clueless.
I'm going to help you find another way, girl. I don't know.
Okay. I'll try to search lyrics because I'm clueless.
I can't think of any more of it.
Well, that's plenty. one's enough.
All right. I can't think of any other lyrics. It's just a...
Okay.
It's just... And then the other thing is I want to try and do all my All in the Family trivia. I must have seen every episode.
Okay, good. Well, you might remember the protest where Mike went to, and it resulted in Archie getting put in jail. Where was it? And the reason Archie went, by the way, is Gloria convinced him to go when she heard things might turn violent at the protest, and Archie was arrested on the scene.
I can't remember that one. I don't even remember that episode.
Well,
I know that there was the Ku Klux Klan came after Archie. I remember that one. Yeah. And he said he got a blood transfusion from a black woman, the black doctor.
If you say so.
He told him, I'm part black. You know, and I'm not going. I don't remember that one.
Okay, so all right, the United Nations headquarters.
That I don't remember. Oh, and then your trivia question.
Yes.
I have a really good guess.
Okay, let me hear it.
A couple.
Okay.
The name Todd and Clyde.
Neither.
All right.
But thanks for trying. Appreciate it.
And I understood what you were trying to say about the trivia question.
Excellent.
Because I took trigonometry in high school and did an independent study and read the whole book myself.
All right. Well, thanks for calling. Appreciate it. All right. So I don't think this will require any form of higher math or even arithmetic as far as that goes. But we have three male names that are very common on the list of most popular names that have been disliked by Americans since, I guess, they started appearing on the list. The list started appearing, by the way, in the 1930s because, of course, Social Security and all that. And, you know, every year they release what are the popular names. And these three male names, I don't know where they are right now on the list, but very common, are the ones that are absolutely disliked by Americans. So I guess love it or hate it, right? We've determined the fourth was Henry. So we've given up on Henry now. Yeah, all right. So Enrique is out. Now let's see what Lisa in Dundee wants to guess on that. All right, Lisa, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hello, Raleigh.
How's it going?
I just thought I'd check. Oh, pretty good. How about with you?
All right.
You're busy, I know, and you're tired.
it's unbelievable. But
I can only imagine.
Thank you for the wonderful trivia questions.
Oh, yeah. You're quite welcome.
Yeah, so appreciate it.
Okay, I just have a list of six male names.
All right, let's hear them.
Okay, Ralph.
Nope, should be. Nope.
Yeah, it should be for sure.
I agree, yeah.
Albert.
Yes.
Oh, good.
All right, good enough. That's all you got to do. All right,
hang
on.
That's all I have to do.
Don't go away.
Thank you.
All right, absolutely. Lisa and Dee is right. So now Henry and Albert are two. There's two more left that Americans absolutely dislike. But then again, some Americans like them enough to name as many children on it to be in the list of top 100 names. All right, so I wish they put out a list of bottom 100 names, but there's probably thousands that were one-offs. All right, so we'll be doing some charts with Brian and Joliet, and we'll be doing World War II planes with Don, of course. 5x5, Barry in New Hampshire, and we've got new questions, thanks to Lisa and Laura, both of whom gave me plenty of things to think about. Now, you know, with 5x5, you got to answer within 5 seconds, and you got to get 4 out of 5 right. All right, so but they're easy questions. Well, you'll be the judge of that, I guess. Scott in Oak Lawn is going to take some more guesses. So is Donna in Oak Lawn. All right, Oak Lawn well represented tonight. And Robert and Stickney's with us, too. So when somebody hangs up, a line is available for you, and I hope you'll take it. 888-876-5593, WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. All right, so who was that? Yes. And that's the first thing they charted with, actually. So, yes, it was a chart record. Not very high, but a chart record. Who are they? Obviously, I don't expect you to know the theme, but I do expect you to know the group. So we'll see how you you do with that. But Robert in Stickney says he knows Cindy's song, and I think I do, too. So I'm going with because she said you don't need kicks. And I thought, kicks? Paul Revere and the Raiders? All right, so Robert in Stickney, you think that's it?
Yeah, that was the one I was thinking of. Kicks, Paul Revere and the Raiders.
She thinks it's a great song. Well, okay. Yeah. All right, I bet you. I bet you it is that, kicks. All right, well, I'm sure that the remaining living members of Paul Revere and the Raiders would be thrilled Cindy remembered them. All right.
And could I get a quick request for later in the week?
Absolutely.
Yeah, my favorite Everly Brothers song, "Walk Right Back."
Oh, I like that too. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, good deal. I'll be happy to play it. Yeah, that's such a good song. Even LaWanda Lindsay couldn't screw it up. All right, so.
Okay.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it. All right, yeah. Well, we'll hear about Linda LaWanda while we're at it too. But sure, I'll be happy to play the Everly Brothers "Walk Right By." It was a good record. All right, so so there. I shouldn't be surprised. All right, the screen's just disappeared. Well, stuff happens. All right, 14 states are going to see the Northern Lights this week. Not that I care. I'd rather know who's calling. All right, so here we are. You're back. So 888-876-5593-8888 Raleigh. And all right, so last week we learned that a survey of American women showed that their least favorite girl's name was Mildred. I don't think so terrible, but that was the worst one. But among very common names for men between the 1930s and today, or I should say for boys, you usually name them when they're children, four also appear on the list of male names most disliked by Americans. We've said that two of them are Albert and Harry, so we're looking for one of the other two. What would that be? Let's see if we can get a couple guesses before the news. All right, so we've got Donna in Oaklawn. What do you think, Donna?
Hi, Raleigh. I have 30 names, so I have them parsed out. I already scratched Albert off, and I've also scratched off Henry. So you will get Arthur.
Nope.
Andrew.
Nope.
Bart.
No.
Benjamin.
Nope.
Cecil.
Nope. It's out there.
Clarence.
That's six. Call me back. All right, thanks.
Okay,
appreciate it. All right, and we'll get another six from Scott in Oaklawn here right after the news right here. Monday Night Trivia on WGN Radio. Second bumper stumper. I'm not expecting a theme yet, but maybe an artist. What do you think? 888-876-5593. But of course, there's got to be a line available for you. So When somebody hangs up, you know, that's the time to dial in and get in quickly. All right, so last week we learned that a survey of American women showed their least favorite girl's name was Mildred. Now, among very common names for men between the 1930s and today, four also appear on the list of male names most disliked by Americans of both sexes. We've learned that Albert and Henry are two of them. Name one of the other two. All right, so there's your there is your question, and we will take some of your guesses. But right now we got Don in Beloit wants his World War II plane. So Don, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, Riley, happy Monday.
Yes, indeed. Wait.
Way to go moving. That's tough. That's tough. How many, if you don't mind me asking, how many shipping containers are involved in this?
It's not like that. It's an in-town move, so
okay.
It's not done that way.
Okay.
But when we're taking things to the dump that we're discarding in tons, not portions of tons. So does that give you an idea?
Well, how many tons of plastic records are involved in that?
Well, not records,
none.
but carts.
Okay.
Carts were used by radio stations from like 1962 probably to 1980, and I would say at least 2 tons of carts.
Wow!
A lot of carts, and still more to go because every time I turn around, I find another box of carts. But anyway. That's just for openers. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff. All right, and of course, you know, as formats change, you'll have a lot of video gear that doesn't mean anything today. And of course, you don't get rid of the vintage stuff like 1-inch reel-to-reel recorders, but there are things you do say, well, I don't need this anymore. All right, so here we go.
Could you play a Roger Miller song for me? Anything by Roger Miller?
I like Roger Miller. All right. I like him a lot.
My dad loved him. My dad was a cowboy growing up in Montana and just loved Roger Miller. Just loved playing his record.
Yeah, I thought he was great. Sadly, very depressed guy, serious depression. And so maybe I'll play something that's not funny.
I do have
some of that. Yeah, like Tomorrow Night in Baltimore. Maybe that.
Yeah.
All right.
I keep studying Marsha Ball, and I keep losing my notes when I study Marsha Ball because
right.
I'm usually driving.
That's right.
I noticed one of her songs was a cover, and I was wondering if you could play this. The Clovers, she did a version of The Clovers, 1951, Don't You Know I Love You.
Okay.
You know, there's a big hit by The Clovers. Could you play The Clovers version, the original version
of
that?
Sure. Okay, let me write down your name.
Boy, everybody did that. Howard Jones did a verse of that, of all people.
All right.
But anyway, that's my request. Thank you. We got Randall, maybe?
Nope, not Randall.
Felix?
Nope, not Felix.
Lewis?
Nope.
Fred or Frederick?
Nope.
Charlie?
No.
Orville?
No.
Like Orville from
Wilbur. Yeah. Okay. I don't think probably that appeared on the most common names.
right. Well, anyway, I appreciate your work with that. And if you could give me a World War II airplane question,
right,
that'd be awesome.
You'll get it.
Before
the P-51D Mustang came into service, the Air Force decided they'd design a bomber escort based on the B-17 airframe. The aircraft had 16 machine guns, and the bomb bay was converted to a magazine. What was it called?
This was sort of a one-off to make it work and just have
It was a failure.
No bombs. Yeah. I think you've asked me this question before.
Okay, then what's the answer?
Of course, there's so many different versions of the B-17. It had so many. Variants, but I believe this was a not very many versions were made of it. You know, kind of a thing, like a one-off kind
mm-hmm.
of a thing, or near to it. It had like a porcupine kind of funny. I want to say like it had a porcupine kind of name because it had so many sticking out machine guns. Of course, it didn't have bombs, so you know it was going across to do all that work without leaving bombs in it. Off the top of my head, I should remember this. Am I close with porcupine? It's kind of a funny name.
Nope. You're not remotely close. I'll tell you a little. I'll tell you a little more about it. It couldn't keep up with standard B-17Fs. It still flew 14 combat missions and scored 5 kills and 2 probables. One of the kills was Italian ace Guido Rossi, who used a captured P-38 to attack returning B-17s. When it came under fire, the P-38 was torn to pieces by all of this plane's weaponry. So what's the plane?
And this is a type of like a B-17G, or it's got a special name you're looking for?
Yeah,
like that,
absolutely. For it's got a name.
Mm-hmm.
So it's got letters and numbers.
I studied the B-17 quite a bit when I was a kid. I'm sorry, I'm just not going to get this one, I don't think. B-17A, I have no idea.
YB-40.
Oh, the YB-40. Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay. Well, it was definitely in combat. I like it when we use, you know, things in the trivia that were actual combat planes.
Well,
and that was certainly a combat plane.
Yes, momentarily
yeah. Well,
it
very
was.
Very well done.
All right,
yeah,
thanks.
Very well done. Thank you so much, Riley.
Okay, talk to you soon. Bye-bye. All right, so 888-876-5593. Jan and Dallas going to guess on our boys' names here. So what do you think, Jan?
I have 2. Earl?
Nope.
Elmer?
Nope.
Oh, that's it.
All right. Thanks for trying. Appreciate it.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, Earl and Elmer. Yeah. And again, like I say, they're among the most common names. So I don't know how often Earl or Elmer makes it on the list. But I haven't seen a list recently. I should get that out maybe, and we should walk down a memory lane on that. But Scott is in Oak Lawn. He's going to take some guesses. What do you think, Scott?
Thanks for taking my call.
Always.
I got 6 for you.
Okay.
Astor?
Nope.
Irving?
No.
Clarence?
Nope.
Theodore?
Nope.
Hubert?
Nope.
And Leland?
Nope. But thanks for trying.
Well, thanks for listening.
Okay.
Have a good one.
All right. So,
bye.
And if you think of 6 more, call back. Donna did. All right. Donna in Oak Lawn's back with another 6. Let's hear them.
Okay. Dwayne.
Nope.
Dwight.
No.
Daryl.
No.
Edgar.
No.
Harold.
I'm going to give you that. It's Harry. I'll give you that.
Thank you.
All right. Hang on. Don't go away. So we got one left now. So we have Albert, Harry, and Henry. And there's one more common name that Americans do not like. But again, just because it makes the list of names they don't like, it's also on the most popular list, so that means somebody likes it. Yeah, you don't intentionally name your kid something you don't like. God, I hope not. All right, so 888-876-5593. Jimmy P. heard a bumper he knows. What'd you hear?
Hey, right, that's I'm Looking for a Love by Bobby Womack.
Okay, that's the family, but what's the name of the group?
Oh, God. I just know it by Bobby, his group.
It's a group. It was not released as, and the Womacks were in the group, obviously, and there was a relationship with Sam Cooke, as you know. It came out on SAR, but it's a group.
Group. Did Bobby Womack have a single on it, too? Or?
I don't know. I'd have to look. I don't know, but it charted by the group.
Oh, by the group. I remember it by Bobby Womack.
Yeah. All right.
I had Harold, but the guy in front of me got it.
All right. Do you have anybody else?
How about Bruce?
No, nope, not Bruce. Any other choices?
Sydney?
Nope.
That's about it.
All right. Well.
So a group saying, I'm looking for a love. I'll see if I could think about it.
Yeah.
All right.
Yes, and you might know this next bumper. I'm going to play one in moments. All right.
Okay.
Good deal. So, yeah, and Jimmy Pete usually doesn't miss, but, yeah, it is absolutely a group. All right. Now we'll get to Barry in New Hampshire, and Barry wants 5x5, and Brian and Joliet wants charts. Oh, how I love charts. And we'll do 1966, Don't You Know. All right, but right now we'll do this, and then we'll come back with a lovely bumper and a story, too, coming up on WGN Radio.
Darling, don't cry anymore. No need to call anymore. My love is yours to adore. Here I am yours.
Here I am.
Here I am.
Here I am.
You won't have to walk alone. No longing need you dream alone. For I will never leave you alone. Here I am. Here I am. Can't you see there's no place else I would rather be? Time to erase all your tears.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Well, that should be pretty obvious, yeah, because they sound like they sound, actually, and you should be able to name them. 1957. Now, what's interesting is 13 years later in 1970, and by the way, the title of that was Here I Am, and it was Flipside. But 13 years later, a group out of Pittsburgh, the Binders, or Binders, I don't know, either way, on Anka Records, no one's ever heard of that either, never mind, brings it out again, only they change the title. Instead of Here I Am, they call it You Don't Have to Cry Anymore. But more than changing the title, they changed the writer. And in this case, it was Cornelius Harp. And if that name sounds familiar, you'll remember him as the lead of the Marcells. Cornelius Harp did not write this, to say the least. He might have changed a word or two, but for the most part, 13 years ago, it was Here I Am. Then in 1970, it was You Don't Have to Cry Anymore.
You don't have to cry anymore.
Cry.
No need to cry anymore. My love is yours, darling.
Here I am. I am yours.
Here I am. You don't have to walk the floor.
Yes, indeed. So there they were, but the original 1957, who are they? 888-876-5593. And what do all these artists have in common so far? I think maybe by now something is appearing, well, you know, or not. So last week we learned a survey of American women showed their least favorite girl's name was Mildred. Now, among the very common names for men between the 1930s and today, I shouldn't say for men, I should say for baby boys, obviously. That's when you name them, when they're coming out of the womb. And although, you know, I've often thought, the Indians, many of the tribes have a tradition where you don't actually adopt the name till you're 18, which makes a lot more sense all the way around. But nonetheless, here for the rest of us, you're named immediately. And what we've discovered is that four of the very common names that are always on the very common list are also four that are disliked by Americans. Obviously not the same as those who named them, we don't think. We've already determined that Henry, Albert, and Harry are three. So what's the fourth? 888-876-5593, 8888-Raleigh. So Mike in Lindenhurst is going to take some guesses at that. So what do you think, Mike?
Oh, man. I have the obvious wrong ones. Do I get... Okay, I don't even think I have six guesses. I know Adolf is not.
Right. That's the name most often changed, yes.
Okay, I get that. So how about Claude?
Nope.
Cecil?
Nope.
Delbert?
Nope.
Okay, I'm glad that wasn't the one. But I'm out.
All right, call me again. Thanks, I appreciate it.
Okay, thanks.
All right, good deal. So we have two more hours of trivia. We're going to start next hour with Brian and Joliet when we do 1966 charts. And Barry in New Hampshire, we're going to do 5x5. And that is courtesy of Laura, who came up with the game. And we love that. And she sent more questions, as did Lisa. So we have plenty of 5x5. You just have to get 4 out of 5 right, and you win. A lot of weather in the Chicago area. Like, I don't have to tell you that right about now. And so the deal is you'll hear more about it in the upcoming news. But more to the point, if there's any reason, I was talking to Adam, I said, just interrupt me. You know, I mean, radio is not about playing trivia. It's about giving information that's important, and that would be. So I will find out what the update is on that and more coming up on WGN Radio.
Boom, 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 boom. Kept on laughing. You vowed that you wanted me, but I was still laughing at you. I learned to love you, then you started laughing. I told you that I needed you, but you kept on laughing. That I wanted you, now everyone's laughing at me. Boom, 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 boom. Laugh and the world laughs with you. Cry and you cry alone. I hear the whole world laughing, and I'm sitting here all alone. How could you be so rude? Well, okay, keep on laughing. They know I'm the one big fool. Now everyone is laughing. Next time I will play it cool, and they'll not be laughing at me.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. All right, so that's a gift. The problem is getting in. Lines are busy tonight, and I am thrilled about that, actually, so thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, now it is. We have one left on this question, then we move along. And last week we learned in a survey of American women, the least favorite girl's name was Mildred. Now, among the very common names for men between the 1930s and today, and again, very common, four also appear on the list of male names most disliked by Americans of both sexes. We learned that it would be Albert, Harry, Henry, and one more. What is that? And Barbara is a first-time caller, and she is in Woodstock. So welcome back, or welcome to the first time to WGN Radio.
Yeah, I listen to you every night. I just want to say something about boys' names. Would it be Leroy?
No, no, Leroy, that's an interesting guess. No, it's not. Any other choices?
That's my husband's name.
Well, good for him. So I think he's safe. Yeah.
And Nathan?
Nope.
The world, I have one more. Nathan, who starts with the N, too? I can't think of
it. Well, if you think of it, you call me back, and thank you for calling.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I want to say hello to Paul in Woodstock.
Yeah.
Because I'm in Woodstock, too.
Good. Excellent. Well, good to meet you, and I hope to hear from you again, Barbara. Thank you.
All right.
So there you have it. Now, one more, and it's a very common name, actually, as far as that goes. Not out there, so to speak, at all. All right, we said we'd do charts, and we are with Brian and Joliet. How's it going, Brian?
Okay, Raleigh, how are you?
I can't complain. All right.
That's good.
Yeah.
Raleigh, that song by that Cindy wanted, that was Kicks by Paul Revere.
Yeah, we've determined that. Kicks by Paul Revere and the Raiders. All right.
Yeah, and Mark Lindsay and the Turtles. Mark Lindsay was the lead singer.
Yes.
And he and the Turtles will be on tour this summer, I heard.
Oh, well, sorry to hear the Turtles are doing anything, but good for Mark Lindsay. All right. So, yeah. Yeah, I'm not a fan of the Turtles for a lot of reasons that have nothing to do with music. All right, so let us move along. We're going to do charts from 1966, are we?
Yes, August 18th.
All right, I got it right here. Number one, Summer in the City.
Love and Spoonful.
All right, number two, Sunny.
Bobby Hebble.
It's shorten his last name for me.
His last name?
Yeah. Yeah, Bobby's right. Now, shorten his last name from what you said.
Hebb?
Yes, Bobby Hebb, absolutely. Number, I knew we could do it. Number three, Little Red Riding Hood.
Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs.
Yes, number four, Wild Thing.
The Trogs.
Yes, number five. They're coming to take me away, haha.
Was that that thing? Was Napoleon the 14th?
Absolutely right. Yes. His real name was Jerry Samuels, but on the record, Napoleon the 14th. You betcha. Number six. See You in September, and yes, it was a remake of the Tempo song.
Oh, the Four Seasons?
No, The Happenings.
Oh, okay.
That's all right. Number seven, Pied Piper.
Pardon?
The Pied Piper.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Are you there? I hear you.
Yes.
All right, The Pied Piper.
The
On Jamie.
Was it Christy?
Yep, there is a Crispian. Crispian would be his first name. What's
Saint
the rest
Peters?
Of it? Yes, there you go. Crispian St. Peters, absolutely. The Pied Piper on Jamie. All right, so, and that was number seven. Number eight, Mother's Little Helper.
Rolling Stone.
Of course. Number nine, I Couldn't Live Without Your Love.
Petula Clark?
Yes, and number 10, Sunshine Superman.
O'Donovan.
Of course, and we have a winner. Don't go away.
Thank you, Raleigh.
Right, good deal. Thanks. All right, so absolutely, that's the top 10. And let's see what we're doing here. We put Brian on hold so we don't lose him. And we are a number of people going to do something. And that's good. In fact, let's see if we can't get a winner yet on these names. And that is least most popular male names on the list of most popular names, but they're also on the list of male names most disliked by Americans. There's four of them, Albert and Harry and Henry. So what's the fourth? All right, Maureen in Plainfield. Welcome back to WGN Radio. What do you think, Maureen?
Okay, I've got six. Let's try Craig.
Nope.
Gary.
Nope.
Ken.
Nope.
Austin.
Nope.
Alan.
Nope.
Eric.
Nope. Call me back with another six. All right,
okay.
Thanks. Appreciate
it. Thank you.
All right. Eventually we'll run out of names, you know what I mean? Because there's really only so many, I think. Well, again, who are very popular. Jan called back in Dallas. All right, Jan, another six.
I got four.
Okay.
And Andrew?
Nope.
Philip?
No.
Robert?
Nope.
Donald?
Nope.
Okay,
thanks. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm surprised here. I am absolutely surprised that this one hadn't come up yet. But what do I know? Jimmy P called back because I know he knew the last bumper.
Yeah, I'd be remiss if I wouldn't give the Fabulous Spaniels a little adulation there.
Absolutely.
Everyone's laughing.
Yes. 1957 on VJ. And I'm surprised you didn't get the one before it. I was sure you were going to call in with that.
I'm still trying, Raleigh.
All right. Then I won't ask you what you think they have in common.
Oh.
I have no idea. I'll keep on
listening. Right. I'm counting on it. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Oh, okay.
All right. So we'll add to Jimmy P's stash, I Do Hope. All right. So I'm noting to John, another notch for Jimmy P there. He knows his Spaniels. Ooh, Papa Daniels, there are the Spaniels. All right. Yes. My bad imitation of Jocko Henderson. Barry is in New Hampshire. Barry, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh, I'd like to give us some of the names.
Okay.
Peter.
Nope.
Richard.
Nope.
Or Dick.
Nope.
Alan.
Nope.
All right, that's my name. Yes.
Okay. So you want 5x5?
Yep, let's try that.
What did Miss Muffet eat while sitting on her tuffet?
Eating their curds and whey.
Right. Name the two children on the Flintstones.
Pebbles and Bam Bam.
Yeah. Name the pet on the Munsters.
Thor, maybe? No.
Spot.
Spot, that's right.
What is the main ingredient in borscht?
Beets.
Yes, absolutely. And finally, what is the name of French cold potato soup?
I know it.
Yes, you can do this. I know you can. Giving you extra time for this.
Yeah.
It starts with a V.
Oh, maybe I don't know it. Oh, washed now.
No. It is Vichyssoise. No, Vichyssoise.
Oh.
All right.
No,
well, we'll talk to you next week. Okay, thanks. All right. So there you have 5x5. And fairly easy questions, but every now and then we trip you up, as we just proved. Linda is in Richland Park on Guess on Our Name. So, all right, Linda, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Thank you for having me. I've been trying to do so many other things. I didn't ever get a chance to call into the show, and I missed half of this, but I'm going to call some names off. Hopefully you haven't,
okay.
Someone haven't called it off. How about Moses?
Nope.
Oh, my God. How about Image?
Nope.
Aris?
Nope.
Foster?
Nope.
Harvey?
Nope.
I got one more name to go?
Yes, you do.
Okay, how about Edmund?
Nope. Call back with another six.
Okay, and right. Can I try this 5x5?
Absolutely. Are you ready?
Yeah, may as well. I'm not going to win anything, but I like trying anyway.
How many quarts in a gallon?
4.
Yep. What are the first names of the Carpenters?
The Carpenters was a singing group when they was on TV.
Yeah. Yeah.
I never watched The Carpenters. I never be, but I'm trying to think what his name might have been. I'll guess it. I don't know.
Karen and Richard. All right. What soap opera featured Erica Kane?
Erica Kane.
Erica Kane.
Oh, Erica Kane. She was on. My sister used to watch this soap opera.
Yeah. What's the name of it?
Was it General Hospital?
No, All My Children.
Oh, all right. All My Children. Oh, wow.
Well, all right. I guess we can stop right now. All right. We'll talk to you later. Okay, thanks.
All right. I might call back just to chat.
Okay, good. I'll look forward to it. All right. So 888-876-5593. Now, let's see. What else do we have here? I believe that Maureen called back. All right, Maureen, so what you got?
Yes, okay, I've got 6 more here. How about Howard?
Nope.
Gerald?
Nope.
George?
Nope.
Lee?
Nope.
Ian?
Nope.
Mark?
Call back with another 6. Okay, thanks.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, sooner or later we'll run out of names. That's the way that'll happen, because they're popular names, all right? It's not one of those things where you're saying, who'd name a kid that? Well, the answer to this is thousands and thousands of people, I do believe. All right, Stan in Dearborn, Michigan, welcome back to WGN Radio. So are you with us, Stan? Oh, no, we've lost Stan somehow. Well, Stan will call.
Well, here I am.
There you are. All right, well, good.
Here I am.
So what'd you hear you know? Yes, what did you hear you know? Stan.
Yeah, Stan's here, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Got the Spaniels. That's my favorite group.
Yeah.
In fact, it's one of my favorite records. Everyone's laughing.
Yeah.
And, yeah. The one before that, I'll have to take. It's the Moon Glows.
Absolutely, it's the Moon Glows. You betcha it is. Here I am, 1957 on Chess. All right, yeah. A winner as and, usual.
Did anybody get the first one?
No, we had Jimmy P. who knew it was the Walmacs, but he couldn't think of the group.
Well, that was the Valentinos.
Of course it was the Valentinos. You betcha that's right. All right, you get the second one?
Yeah, did anybody get that one yet?
Nope.
I can't pronounce her name too well, but Reparata and the Delrons?
No. It's not Reparata and the Delrons.
Oh.
And it was 1964 on Imperial.
On Imperial.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Somebody else had that. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. And I can't find a, All Independent. Let's see, we got Cleveland, Gary, Indiana, Kentucky, Louisville. I can't find a theme yet, though.
All right, you will.
I will?
I think so.
Okay.
All right.
We'll keep trying and keep listening.
Well, hang on.
Great. That was great on the comparison there with the Here I Am.
I know. Isn't that amazing? I couldn't believe Cornelius Harp actually put his name on it.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
But, of course, no one's ever heard of the Binders, so I guess it didn't matter in the long run.
Yeah, and as far as writers on that too, I don't think the Moon Glows wrote. I don't think Harry Fuqua would have. I don't know. I got to look at the record.
Oh, it's actually a guy. His name is Selk, S-E-L-K, and I didn't mention it because I don't know who he is. And I saw him on some Moon Glows credits, including, of course, Here I Am is a flip side, but I saw it on both sides of the record. And yeah, S-E-L-K, but I don't know who it is.
Yeah, sometimes you get Harvey Fuqua in the writing.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yes, just the best. Yeah. All right.
It's not writers, it's not cities, it's not labels.
Right. No writers, no cities, no labels, and it has nothing to do with August. All right.
Oh, that's last week. Okay.
Yeah, right. All right.
Well, we'll keep trying.
Okay, good. I hope so. Thanks. Appreciate it. All right. Thanks.
Okay, thank you.
All right. So let me put Stan on hold. I hope he had hung up, but I know I think we have his address somewhere, but John will confirm that, hopefully. All right. So what else are we doing? We're doing charts. That's what else. All right. And we will in moments. We got to get another bumper stumper in, I do believe, and that would be coming up right after this on WGN Radio.
Like a me, no. If you don't choose, it's me you're gonna lose. Take a trip to the Sputnik. Ask the little doggie. Don't be misled, cause if he ain't dead, he'll say that nobody loves you like me. No. Nobody loves you like me. You can hunt Scour on the Eiffel Tower, yeah. But if you don't
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Well, there it is. So who is that? That should be a gift. And maybe a theme is becoming apparent, or maybe not. Well, we're working on our final part of this this long and winding two-parter question. Yes, last week we learned that in a survey of American women, their least favorite girl's name among common girls' names was Mildred. Now, among very common names for men between the 1930s and today, four also appear on the list of baby names for boys that are most disliked by Americans of both genders. And there's four of them, Albert and Harry and Henry. And what's the fourth? All right, so there you have it. Phil in Chicago is going to take a guess. All right, Phil, welcome back to WGN Radio. Phil, we lost Phil. Bye, Phil. Call back if you like. Now there's one line available for you. Grab it while you can. All right, so Mike is in Bridgeview. All right, Mike, welcome to WGN Radio.
How you doing, Raleigh?
All right,
sorry
how about
I was still thinking you were still there when I... Them names are driving me crazy.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I quit doing that. But I would like to know with the guy that used to be there. He went to his wife's ex. He went to the other wedding and everything. He was really funny and stuff. But then you guys got into an argument. And now
well,
he's
no,
a sissy because no, he won't call back.
Well, no argument. Actually, there's a few times that John gets to make decisions about this show since he screens the calls. And he firmly believes that that Johnny D has been inebriated when he called, and that's a big no-no with us.
He was funny though. Every night I liked him a lot.
Yep,
I liked him a lot.
Absolutely. And there was one other that John banned for the same reason, and I won't belabor it. But I defer to him on that, and that's the deal.
Okay, let's say that hopefully that he can still. Come out. He can still call, right?
I don't think John would put him on the air.
Oh no, really? Because he was every night that he
well,
was. Well,
you know,
funny.
It was a mixed deal. I'm happy to either way, but like I say, I won't override John, who's screening the calls.
Okay,
but
no,
I will say that you know it's funny when people have an interesting personality, they're loved or hated. I can't tell you how many people wrote to say I never want to hear that guy on the air again. So and then people say, gee, I loved him, and hey, you know, I'm switching
together for a long time,
right.
And like he was. Like the bottom was funny. Okay, I'll shut up.
Yeah, I'm Switzerland
okay,
on
can't
this.
Do that.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
All right. So what else?
Right, number one, can I have Elvis? Don't. And I don't know if you've got. Don't talk while you sleep.
Okay, you're talking in your sleep. All right.
Yeah, because like what he's doing while it's like she's sleeping. And she's talking where she was and stuff. And it was pretty said, that's a good song. That's a good song.
Okay, but that's not
if
Elvis.
You can get it.
Yeah, that's not Elvis.
Yeah, it was Elvis. It was Elvis.
Oh, it was? All right. Then I got to look for that. All right.
Yeah, so you got that. So that was one of his songs that, like, I've got. And, like, it was pretty good.
Well,
yeah,
do
okay,
it.
I'll shut up with anything else. But, like, I just thought it was pretty funny with him.
Yeah.
But, like, if it's something like that, you got to stop it.
Well, like I say, I'm Switzerland. I defer to whatever John wants to do. He's screening the calls. He knows what he's hearing at that end. So good enough for me. All right, thanks.
Okay, see one day maybe he'll stop. Maybe he'll change it, because he's really funny. He was
all
funny.
Right. Thanks for calling. Appreciate
okay,
it.
Okay, yeah. Love you. I'll talk to you later.
Good deal. So 888-876-5593-8888-Raleigh. And what are we doing here? I believe that Tommy in Chicago recognized a bumper. So, all right, Tommy, what'd you hear you know?
Hi, Raleigh.
Hey, Tommy.
I heard the first bumper was the Valentino's.
Yep, we got that.
Yeah, somebody got it already? Okay.
Yeah, Valentino's, and Irma Thomas, Moon Glows, Spaniels, so we're up to the current one.
The last one was... Etta James.
Yes, absolutely right. Okay, we have a winner.
And they all have a Chicago connection?
They do not.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I blew that one.
Yeah, right. Or let me put it this way. If they do, I'm unaware of it in some cases.
Yeah, Irma recorded on Cadet, which is Chicago.
Yeah, well, this the record I played was on Imperial.
Okay.
But no, I don't think anything I'm playing tonight is on Cadet. The Moon Glows were on Chess, obviously. And, the Spaniels are on VJ, no doubt about it. That Etta James record was actually unreleased. It would have been on Modern, but they didn't release it. And so
that would have been a 78, I
think? No, it was 1955. It was probably came out both 78 and 40, if it was going to, but they didn't release it. And so what happened is we would never have heard the record, except, you know, here come the 90s, and people are running out of things to put on CDs. And so they start looking at the vaults of these labels and coming up with unreleased stuff and putting on CDs, and that's how we heard it, because Nobody Loves You Like Me was not released until the 90s on CD.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for playing it.
Absolutely. I love it. I think it's a great record. I think Modern was crazy for not releasing it, but, you know, I guess I shouldn't second-guess the Beharry brothers. All right. Hang on. We'll confirm that address and hope you hear more you know. All right. So,
will do.
And a theme, yeah, if you can think of a theme, that would be good. So, of course, I will reveal at the end of the night if you don't. Frank is a first-time caller, and he is in Oak Forest. All right, Frank, thanks for calling WGN.
Okay, my guesses are Ralph.
Nope.
Terrence.
Nope.
Francis.
Okay, give me a version of that.
Francisco.
No, you can do this. I know you can do this.
A version of Francis. Francois?
No, come on. You can do this.
Frank.
There we go. We have a winner.
Wow.
How about that?
That's my name.
That's right. How do you feel about that?
That's a name that Americans don't like.
Right. And see, what's interesting about this, remember, all four of these names are on the most common names for baby boys. But all four of these names are ones that, when polled, Americans say they don't like for baby boys. Albert, Harry, Frank, and Henry.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
I think it's a perfectly fine name myself, but yeah, that's a survey says, so to speak.
I think it's a great name.
Yeah, that's right. As well, you should. Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Well, hang on. We'll get your address. You'll get something eventually, and it won't be worth anything, but you'll like the certificate. Hang on. Don't go away. All right.
Okay,
so, yeah, it takes forever to get anything out of us because life intervenes, but eventually you do. All right. So, Frank, that's right. Albert, Harry, Frank, and Henry, those are the four boys. And like I say, all of them show up on the most popular list, but for whatever reason, survey says that American men and women list those as their least favorite. All right, I've got another question. And this is out there. You've heard of the television code for U.S. television. Prohibits profanity and indecency. But among other things, it also prohibits performers from doing this on camera. Doing what on camera? Now, by the way, there's probably a lot of answers, but of course, I'm looking for one in particular, and it's something that would never have occurred to me. It's something that you've done, I'm sure of it, and how often, I don't know, but you've done it, but can't do it on TV. What is it? All right, 888-876-5593. Donna is in Schaumburg, so welcome back to WGN Radio, Donna.
Thank you.
All right, so we're going to do 5x5, are we?
Well, I'd like to take a guess at your new question.
Okay.
Beer? Drinking beer?
Nope.
Blowing your nose?
Nope.
That's about it for that one.
All right. All right, so let's do 5x5. You ready?
I'm ready.
How many times has Elizabeth Taylor been married?
7.
No, 8 with 7 different men. All right.
I didn't count Bert.
Which?
Bert and Joyce.
That's all right. You're allowed to get one wrong, so let's see how do your next four. Which fast food chain asked the question, where's the beef?
Wendy's.
Yes. What is the... I can't answer that because I've never heard of it. All right. So here we go. What happens if you break a mirror?
7 years. Bad luck.
Yes. What product helped ring around the collar?
Oh.
You can do this. Oh, no. Oh, no. Is that going to be it, Donna? It was Whisk.
It was between Whisk and Tide. After I said Tide, I thought of
it. It was Whisk. All right. Well, we'll talk to you next week. Thanks.
Okay. Appreciate have a great evening.
You too. Thanks.
Bye.
All right. Yes, Whisk. Yeah, see, there again, definition of a bad commercial. Everybody remembers Ring Around the Collar as far as what the product was. Well, not so quick. Dave on the north side, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm here and you're there, so what's up?
Well, nothing.
And we're going to do charts?
Yeah.
All right, and that would be 1984. All right.
Yeah.
This week in 1984. Let's see what we have. I got the chart right in front of me. And here we are. Number one, 1984, the week of August 18th. Number one, Ghostbusters.
From the movie?
It's the number one record of America, yeah.
I don't know. I know there was a movie called Ghostbusters.
Yes, there was, and the number one record was Ray Parker Jr. Number two, What's Love Got to Do with It?
I don't know.
Tina Turner. Number three, State of Shock.
I give up.
That'd be the Jacksons. Number four, When Doves Cry.
Sorry?
When Doves Cry.
I don't know.
All right.
Sorry.
Number five, Stuck on You.
Can I just give up?
Yeah, if you don't know any of the top five, probably the next five aren't going to be any better. Next year, pick a year when you were awake.
Yeah, I can't get a good year. I tried a couple times, but I thought I'd do better than I did.
Well, try again next week. Pick something else.
Thank you, bye.
Okay, thanks. All right, we're going to do some lyrics coming up with Fran and Austin. That's always a lot of fun. And I believe that would be 1965. Oh, a fine year. All that and more coming up on WGN Radio. That's kind of a gift as well. I think we'll probably get a winner on that. And maybe even a theme. I don't know. What do you think? All right. So our question, you know the television code for U.S. television prohibits profanity and indecency. But among other things, it also prohibits performers from doing this on camera. And yes, it is physical. as far as that goes. So, what is it? 888-876-5593. Or have your own category. Sky's the limit on that. Fran is in Austin. How's it going, Fran?
Oh, pretty good. First of all, I just want to thank John, and I'll say no more about it than that.
Okay. All right. There you have it.
There's the other opinion heard from. Anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, 65. I haven't done lyrics in a while, so I thought, why not?
You'll get it.
Okay.
I do not love for silver. I do not love for gold.
Oh. Oh, oh, oh.
My heart is mine to give away. It never will be sold.
Never will be sold.
So, come on, here comes the lyric. So? It's the title.
Oh, right. So I knew the lyric. But
yeah, do not love for silver. I do not love for gold. My heart is mine to give away. It never will be sold.
It never will be sold.
You can think about it for a while.
Shoot.
All right, stay.
Okay.
All right, stay where you are. Think about it, and we'll do it after the news. Don't go anywhere.
Okay.
And the final hour of Monday Night Trivia is coming up in moments on WGN Radio. WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Well, that's absolutely a gift. Yeah, but why is he on the list? Well, they have in common. All right, so we'll see how you're doing with that. Now, when we last left our heroine, Fran, who knows all when it comes to lyrics, except maybe not this, but I bet by now she's thought of it. So, 1965, what do you think, Fran? Fran. All right, we've lost Fran. How'd that happen? All right, let me see if it's my fault first before I do anything else, but I don't think so. Are you there, Fran? No. All right, well, maybe she didn't think of it. I thought they were lyrics you'd get immediately. But you know, you don't always know. All right, so let's see what we can do here. I've got a question, you know, and that is, you know, the television code for U.S. television prohibits profanity and indecency, but among other things, it also prohibits performers from doing this on camera, and it is a physical thing. What is it? All right, so when all else fails, take your own category. Yeah, because everybody knows something about something, and Mark in Aurora knows everything about Star Trek. So, Mark, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Good morning.
So, we're going to do a Star Trek question. All right.
Uh-huh.
You'll remember power-hungry Captain Merrick from Bread and Circuses, 1968.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Yes, Captain Merrick was formerly captain of what starship?
Oh, gosh. I'm going to kick myself.
Yeah, because it's hilarious. Let me just tell you, it's hilarious. Yeah, power hungry, well, full of himself and all that. Well, he shouldn't admit to being starship captain of this.
Oh.
And this is a guy who wants a modern dictatorship based on ancient Rome, with himself at the top, of course. And he was captain of this. Of what?
Oh, boy. And I know that I know this.
Yep.
It's not the Exeter, is it?
No, see, that would be reasonable, the Exeter. But, you know, when you're captain of the Beagle...
Oh.
Yes.
Okay.
He was captain of the Beagle.
Okay.
So that's the deal.
Missed it this week.
Yes. Well, that's all right. It's rare that you do. But there you are. There you have it. Yes. John has an entire magazine full of 16 pages of color photos and all this of the original stuff. So,
okay.
So he handed me that.
Oh, we got to have some adventures coming up.
Yeah, absolutely. So, providing we don't lose the magazine, we'll have more questions.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate it.
Bye.
All right, so I'll return it to him because God knows if it's me, I will lose it. All right, but JD the DJ in Kansas, welcome to WGN Radio.
Yes, you was wanting to know who sang Baby the Rain Must Fall?
No, actually, that's not what it was. That's lyrics. And yes, Baby the Rain Must Fall is a Glenn Yarbrough song. But see, Fran had to guess based on the lyric what the song was, you see.
Was there another one, Mind Benders, That's the Game of Love?
I don't know what you're asking me. I mean, certainly Wayne Fontana and the Mind Benders did Game of Love. That's true.
Who sang the song You Don't Have to Be a Baby to Cry?
The Caravels.
That's right. I used to listen to WGN when Dick Biondi was on there. I had my transistor radio.
No, I think you mean WLS for Dick Biondi, not WGN.
Okay. I'm off a few kilocycles per second there. But you've got a great show. You want to quiz me a little?
Well, I don't know. What would you like to be quizzed on? Do you want to do charts?
Well, how about radio? Just something in radio.
Just a radio question? All right. Who was the first person to lose a radio station license in the state of Kansas?
WIBW Radio in Topeka?
No, I mean, who was the licensee?
Stauffer Publications.
No. Okay. The first person to ever lose a license in Kansas was Dr. Brinkley of goat gland fame.
The guy who
went to XCRF.
But it wasn't Wolfman Jack.
That was many years later, yes. Yeah, absolutely. But yes, Brinkley, before he went down to south of the border, John R. Brinkley, he lost his medical license, and then he decided that he was going to become the governor of Kansas. And so in 1930, the state revoked his license. But the station he lost was KFKB.
Was that in Abilene?
No, it was in Kansas.
Boy, I'm stubbing my toe, but I hope to do better if you quiz me again.
All right. Well, in the meantime, look up Dr. Brinkley. You'll be fascinated.
Well, I sure will. That's kind of like Brinkley of the news fame.
Yes, a relative. Yes, believe me, David Brinkley did not advertise that fact, but he was a relative, not a first degree relative, but he was a relative.
Well, I will sure look that up. You want to quiz me some more?
Yeah. We can do that next week. We'll do radio trivia for you, and we'll do it in Kansas.
Well, I've sure enjoyed every second of being on your show.
Well, thank you.
And last night they had Wolfman Jack on.
Yes, that's correct.
My super radio by GE was trying to pull you in there, but it was a little rough. But generally, you just really make the radio dance around. So,
well, we're glad to have you listening when you can. Thank you.
Well, thank you for being you.
All right. Talk to you soon. All right, thanks.
I kind of stubbed my toe a little, but I sure had a lot of fun doing it.
Okay, good deal. Yeah, I wrote about Dr. Brinkley, actually, in my book, which is free to read. You know, it's online, and you can go to raleigh.net, and there's a link right on the homepage to it, should you want to. But Dr. John Romulus Brinkley was his name, and he signed a radio station on in Milford, Kansas. And it was interesting because, of course, he was prescribing medical potions without, you know, diagnosing anybody, obviously, the kind of stuff that they would later do on XERF. But the big deal was the goat gland operations. And it's interesting. Johns Hopkins Medical School told him he'd be better at being a mail carrier. He actually dropped out of the Bennett Eclectic Medical School in Chicago. That was botanical remedies, and on and on. But it's a fascinating story, and yes, first person to lose a radio license in the state of Kansas. And that didn't stop him for a minute, right down to Del Rio, Texas. All right, so let's see what we're doing here. You can have anything you want. I expected I'd have an instant winner on the bumper stumper, but does not appear that is the case. However, we are going to continue with our question. And yes, television code for U.S. television prohibits profanity, indecency, and a lot of other things, including prohibiting performers from doing this on camera. It's a public thing. And I can't imagine. It doesn't seem to be obscene or profane to me, but, you know, what do I know? We'll find out what Elizabeth in Rock Falls thinks. So, Elizabeth, it's been a while. Welcome back to WGN.
Hello.
Yes.
Well, I'm thinking I never see anyone smoking on television.
Oh, that's not it.
Not it.
No. Of course, over the years, not only were they smoking on television, but they sponsored half the damn shows on the air. But no, not smoking, but nice guess. How's Mr. Chubbs?
He's asleep.
Good. How's his diet?
The same.
Uh-huh. All right, so Mr. Chubbs will be always a little on the robust side, I think we've determined. Is he healthy?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, then that's fine. He's just a big boy. That's all right.
Were you still working on men's unpopular names?
No, we got all four. Albert, Harry, Frank, and Henry.
I would add Herbert.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I don't know who they polled. You know, probably the same people that game shows poll, like when they do that Family Feud survey says, who are these people? I don't know where they get them.
Well, my reason is it was the first boy that ever paid attention to me.
Oh.
And I didn't like him at all.
Oh.
Oh,
man. That's a little heartbreak. I wonder what happened to him.
Oh, he was very sad.
Well, that was then. I mean, I wonder what happened to him over the years.
He got married, had kids.
Oh, you know. Okay, well, good.
In another town.
All right. All right. Well, that. Well, good for you for knowing. All right. Good deal.
Keep some of these things, you know.
Yeah. Excellent. Well, good to hear from you. Appreciate it.
Okay.
All right. Okay. So, 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh, and Jan called back with some guesses to the new question. All right, well, very good. So Jan, welcome back to WGN Radio.
I can have two.
Oh, you can have six.
Oh, yawn.
No, not yawning.
Scratch.
Scratch? Nope, not scratching. I guess it would depend where, but no, I don't think so.
That's it.
All right. Well, if you think of more, let me know.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. So there. I don't know if scratching is completely out or not, but that's not what we're going for. Now there's a line available for you, 888-876-5593. We're going to do some Jack Benny trivia. Yeah. Rodgers and Hammerstein lyrics. Oh, good luck to me in finding that. Peter in Sauk City wants 5x5. We're going to get down with your bad self on that. And Dave called back wanting Flintstones multiple choice, but of course on WGN Radio.
You don't want me. It's so plain to see. I can tell by the way you're treating me. You run around.
down, but it's so fine. Baba bebop, baba splitting down to be with you. You stay out all the night long, and you say that, baby, it is wrong. I should have left you long ago, but I can't because I know that it's so fine. Yeah, 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 so fine. Ha ha, but it's so. To be with you.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. All right, so who is that? 888-876-5593, 888-88. Raleigh, I think we got time to get 5x5 in right now. Peter is in Sauk Village. Hello, Peter, what's up tonight?
Oh, not too much, just stumbling around in my unpowered house.
Oh, no, why is the power out? Weather?
No, ComEd. The power company.
Yeah.
And I are in a bit of a dispute.
Really?
Over about $4,000 of unpaid bills.
Did you actually accrue said bills?
Unfortunately, yes.
And
what? Illness and not being able to do things like make payments from a hospital bed.
All right. And so obviously you let them know of your hardship, and they decided the answer was to turn off the power?
Well, first they threatened me with turning off the power, and then I contacted my doctor, and they sent a letter because I have insulin in the fridge.
Uh-huh.
And they were, and the whole situation in Illinois, at least, is after you receive a medical letter from a doctor, you're supposed to contact the patient/customer and set up a payment program.
And?
The shutdown of power was supposed to happen on a Friday. That's when I had the doctor's appointment and the letter got sent. And by Monday, with all the concussions that I've had over the years, I forgot completely about this. And I never heard from ComEd until they did turn off the power and said it was due to lack of payment on my payment program.
Uh-huh.
Which we never set up.
Uh-huh. So what's next?
Well, it would appear that I'm going to have to abandon all hope here and move into assisted living, going from a three-bedroom house with a three-car garage capacity and all of it jammed full.
Oh.
I've got over $100,000 worth of power tools.
Oh, no.
And I probably got about an equal amount retail value of domestic steel cutlery that I bought under a contract wholesale, and according to the lawyer I talked to, it'll cost me more to go to court and cancel it, go ahead and just buy it. So I've got all this stuff piled up here in a house along with about three other careers worth of tools and parts and things. And I'm probably going to see all of it in a dumpster.
Oh, this is a horrible story. I'm so sorry. Now, how long have you been without power?
How am I getting along?
No, how long has it been?
Oh, I've lost track. It's been weeks and weeks and weeks.
What's going on with the insulin?
And there was about a two-month period where I couldn't call you.
No phone?
My previous cell phone took its fourth dive into the waters.
Hang on a minute. Don't go away. Stay where you are. I do want to hear the rest of it, but right now I got to hear the news. Don't go away. All right, so we'll pick it up right there. And you thought your day was going badly. All that more coming up on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, and I'm just marveling about how bad that song is. And yeah, they had a huge hit, too. Obviously, that wasn't it. And they're on the list for a reason. So who are they? 888-876-5593. That's 8888 Raleigh. All right, so now, we were doing something a while ago. That's right. We were doing something a while ago, and I've forgotten what that was. I believe we were talking to Peter from Sauk Village, but I'm not sure. All right, yes, we were. Peter, are you still there?
Absolutely.
All right, So this is a true horror story as far as that goes. So now, if you've had no power for weeks now, what are you doing about the insulin?
I have an angel next door, an elderly gentleman named Martinez,
okay,
who is an angel,
okay,
who arrived at my back door right after I'd mentioned, he and his wife were sitting out front, and they saw me goofing around and wanted to know what was happening, and I told them. And I went back in the house, and after they commiserated, and I went back to what I was doing, and bang, bang, bang on the back door, there's Mr. Martinez with an extension cord.
Ah, all right.
Okay. Right now.
That's wonderful.
I got the fridge plugged in.
Yeah.
I couldn't move this. I'm 6'1", and, I'm scrawny now. I used to be a healthy weight, around 200 pounds or so.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting side note, even at that weight, I couldn't float in fresh water.
Okay.
And my bone structure is just that massive. I'm a Neanderthal under the skin.
All right.
And it wasn't until I got in the ocean once that I actually floated. That was the first time in my life when I was a junior in high school.
Well, salt water has its own buoyancy going for it.
Absolutely. And I nearly drowned learning to swim at the age of 5.
All right.
Because I'm a dead man's float was a dead man's sink.
Yes.
Anyway, no, last time I talked to you, matter of fact, I mentioned the you name a body part, and I'll tell you what went wrong and when.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, and I believe I know God's name. It's Murphy. You can't. There's not an aspect of my life that hasn't been a disaster from day one.
And there's no way you can get it together to stay in your home?
Well, this place really isn't worth staying in, but I don't make $750 a month from social, and that's my only income.
Okay.
So,
well, but then
I can't even afford to rent a room. That's why I'm getting shoved into assisted living, and they're probably going to take most of my social as the rent.
I hate to hear this.
I won't have room for anything.
I'm so sorry.
I've got three out of the five cats that were my house clouder are still with me. One ran off, and the other one, who's not with me now, decided that I was the urinal.
Mm-hmm.
So he got invited to the outdoors.
Mm-hmm.
And I got three left, and as far as I know, the assisted living place might allow me to have two.
I'm just horrified to hear all of this. And I would think if you're on that level of income that you should qualify for all sorts of benefits, you know, that assisted living shouldn't be the only option. But what do I know?
Well, unfortunately, it appears to be the only option.
I'm so sorry.
It's like I can't get any VA benefits. I had one of my five that I can read. I think it was only five major knockout level concussions happened during basic training, and I found out after the accident that the drill sergeant stood over me yelling at me for about 10 minutes to wake up. They finally hauled me into the company office, and about the time they sat me down in the chair, what had happened is, pitch black that morning, triple timing it to the mess hall, they had already turned off the company streetlight, which had guy wires.
Mm-hmm.
Guess who ran full tilt into a guy wire from left neck shoulder junction to right armpit and got flipped under it?
No.
My strap under the chin helmet liner, which is what you always see in the movies. They're not wearing the metal buckets. They're just wearing the fiberglass liners that fit right inside the bucket. Mm-hmm. But anyway, we were all wearing those, and I was also wearing personal script glasses because the Army couldn't make any strong enough locally. They had to send away. The military listed my vision as 2600 plus.
And they still took you.
Well, yeah, the Army would. No one else would. Because I corrected 20/20.
All right.
So, you know, situation normal, weird. No, there's not an aspect of my life that hasn't been screwed around with. I don't get the vet benefits because they listed me as being bumped out after 5.5 weeks for being physically unfit at time of entry, hypertensive.
Okay.
And the decision that I was hypertensive was based on two things. One, my blood pressure was elevated while I was still vomiting at the hospital from the concussion. And they wanted a 3-day blood pressure check on me, which meant twice a day I had to hike, and this is Fort Jackson, South Carolina, nothing but sand dunes. And they gave me 10 minutes to hike about a mile to the dispensary, get it checked, and get back.
Jeez.
Twice a day. So it was Private Lawrence reporting for blood pressure check, and the cuff was on my arm before I sat down.
You remind me of the old philosopher. Remember that bit? Eddie Lawrence?
I remember the bit.
Hey there, friend. You say your radiators never worked all winter, and now that it's summer, they started up again, and you can't turn them off? You say your wife's...
Hey, friends.
Exactly. Lift your head up
high.
Take a walk in the sun with dignity and stick to itness. Yeah, absolutely.
The only talent I've got left, really, out of everything that's happened with all the Dane Bramage and all else in my life, and that's doing voices, impersonation. I'll give you one from any of the categories I do. Actors, singers... politicians or cartoons?
I don't know. You pick it.
Well, you know, of course, of Moose and Squirrel.
I assume this is a cartoon?
Yes.
Okay.
Moose and Squirrel from Frostbite Falls, Minnesota.
Oh.
The moose went to What's the Matter You?
Okay.
Rocky and Bullwinkle.
Okay. Never had
that. Hey, Rocky, watch me, bro. You don't know them?
No.
Well, then forget it. I want to do somebody you know.
Yeah, right. If it's TV, I probably don't know. Go with politicians. I know most of them.
Well, yeah, also, I'm sure you know most of the classic actors, too. I mean, like Jimmy Stewart, whose stutter only appeared when he was being extemporaneous, like Mike Biden. No, seriously, Johnny, every time he was on the Johnny Carson Tonight Show, Johnny would have him read a poem out of his book of poetry as the last thing of the interview.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as Jimmy started reading, his lisp stayed, but the stutter went away completely.
That's fairly common, actually. It's just like Mel Tillis, who stutters unrelentingly but can sing. You know, things like that. There's a lot of people.
Extemporaneous speech can blow a hole through a stutterer's ability to talk clearly. Mm. Whereas if he's even written down some preliminary notes, that can make a lifesaver for a speech from such a person. But no.
Well, I just hate hearing this. It's a horrible story, but I want you to keep me posted. But since we're playing... call me back like a Tuesday through Thursday and we can talk about it. But since we're playing trivia, you want to do what, 5x5?
Yeah, I wanted to try 5x5. I do so terribly on those advertising things.
Okay. Let's do 5x5. All right. Who was the coal miner's daughter?
Loretta Lynn?
Yes. Who was the oldest son on the Waltons?
John Boy.
Yeah. What color symbolizes the Communist Party?
Red.
What was housed in the Ryman Auditorium from 1943 to 1974?
What was the what?
The Ryman Auditorium.
No, what about it? I mean,
what was housed there?
Oh, that was the... here you go. Now you caught me on one of the ones that's on the tip of my tongue. The country and western thing that they...
No. All right. Well, the Grand Ole Opry. Let me move on to the last
Thank
one then.
You.
That's all right. You can get 4 out of 5. Here you go. What was the old man drinking in Billy Joel's song Piano Man?
His vodka.
Making love to his.
To his vodka and something in gin.
Yes, you can do it. Come on.
His tonic and gin.
There you go. All right, 4 out of 5. You're a winner. Hang on, don't go away. All right, and call me back some Tuesday through Thursday. I want to hear the rest of the story. Just horrifying.
Okay. Can I give you a funny Billy Joel note?
All right.
Billy Joel, about the Piano Man. It doesn't have an ending, according to Billy.
Okay.
It doesn't have an ending, and so whenever he walked into a place where there was somebody playing the piano and they started playing the Piano Man, they found it wouldn't resolve, and they'd look at him, and he'd smirk back at him and give him a solid wink, because the song wouldn't resolve.
Right. It just fades out. The melody does, it goes with the chorus repetitively. Yes, aware of that. All right. Good deal. Hang on. Don't go away. All right.
Thank you.
And like I said, I remember when Piano Man came out and he did the Exit Inn in Nashville, and he was a New York guy, and I'll tell you, he was actually fearful about being in Nashville, and I still laugh about that. But anyway, we're going to see if we can get through some stuff here before the night is over. There's one more bumper stumper coming up, so I think I should probably do that next so you can take a guess on that if you like. And then we'll hopefully get to everybody's trivia. We got Naoto. Yeah, I got trivia for him. Myers-Briggs, of course. We got Jack Benny trivia for John. And we got Rodgers and Hammerstein lyrics for Laura. We got Naoto you mentioned Naoto when it's Myers-Briggs. Fran going to do 5x5. And Dave, of course, Flintstones multiple choice, don't you know, on WGN Radio.
Baby, tell me, how do you know?
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Okay, so who is that? And that's our final bumper stumper. In moments, we will reveal all, don't you know. All right, but let's see if we can get through everybody. I'm going to try. John is in Covington, and he wants Jack Benny trivia. So, John, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh.
All right, you ready?
Let's do it.
Okay, in 1911, Jack met the Marx Brothers in vaudeville. Which one of them became his lifelong friend?
Well, I know that Mary Livingston, Jack's wife, was cousin to the Marx Brothers, so I'll say it's not going to be Groucho. I'll say Harpo.
Zeppo.
Oh, I almost said Zeppo.
Yep, and Zeppo's birth name was Herbert. All right. Talk to you later. Okay, thanks.
Bye-bye.
All right. Yes, Zeppo and Jack were friends, close friends, till his dying day, both of those, whoever went first. All right, so now we're quickly going to do Dave on the North Side with his multiple-choice Flintstones trivia, but of course. All right, you ready, Dave? You ready, Dave?
Hello?
All right.
Yeah. Hey, real quick.
No, there is no real quick. I got five people in 5 minutes. You ready?
Yeah, all right.
In the episode Bedrock Rodeo Roundup, Wilma's old sweetheart, who is a rodeo star, comes to visit, and Pebbles takes an immediate liking to him. She even calls him Dada, much to Fred's horror. What is the name of the rodeo star? Is it Tony Hurdle, Stony Hurdle, Coney Hurdle, or Boney Hurdle?
Can you repeat them?
Tony, Stony, Coney, or Boney?
Stony.
It's Boney. Talk to you later. Yeah. All right. So, yes, Boney Hurdle is the rodeo star. All right. So now let's see what we did our Jack Benny trivia. And Rodgers and Hammerstein lyrics. Well, first, Naoto in Japan. I want to get to his Myers-Briggs first. So how you doing, Naoto? Naoto, are you still with us? Oh, no. Naoto went away. And I had... had a perfect question for him. Well, that perfect question, we'll just wait until next week, and we'll do it again. So that means that Laura in Willowbrook, welcome back to WGN Radio. Are you with us, Laura? Oh, well, they're dropping like flies. How about that? And which is a little worrisome because I hope it's not the phone system. All right, but we're going to assume that it's not, and Laura will call next week. And Fran in Austin, let's see. Are you there, Fran? No. Oh, something's going on here. Yeah, right, exactly. Or more to the point, something's not going on here. All right, we'll try. Let's see if Karen has a bumper guess. So, Karen, are you there?
Yes, I am.
All right, what's your bumper guess?
Laverne Baker.
Yes, absolutely right. Hang on, don't go away. All right, Laverne Baker it is. Now, let's go over this since we only got about a minute left here in terms of all of this. So we played... Looking for a Love by the Valentinos. Well, first, let me just cut to the chase and give you the theme. How about that? All of these are R&B artists who were covered by white artists more successfully at their expense, of course. So we didn't play the records they were covered on, but we did play records by them. The Valentinos, Looking for a Love. Yeah, they're the original It's All Over Now that the Rolling Stones did. Irma Thomas did He's My Guy on Imperial. Yeah, the original Time Is On My Side, though I shouldn't say the original on that because actually Kay Winding did Time Is On My Side as a semi-instrumental with Dionne Warwick and Dee Dee and Sissy all kind of in the background. But Jimmy Norman added the lyrics to Irma's version, and that was the one the Rolling Stones covered. The Moon Glows did Here I Am, obviously, Sincerely. I don't have to talk about that. The Spaniels, Everyone's Laughing. Well, Good Night, Sweetheart, Good Night. Need I say more? Etta James, Nobody Loves You Like Me. Yeah, Roll With Me, Henry, good old Georgia Gibbs. The Willows, Let's Fall in Love. Church Bells May Ring, anyone? Little Willie John did Heartbreak, It's a Hurtin' Me, 1960 on King. Yeah, Fever, and several of his records actually were covered. Laverne Baker, It's So Fine on Atlantic, and of course Tweedledee, George Gibbs, no doubt. And irony in that, and It's So Fine was a simultaneous cover of the Jackie Wilson original, which was co-written by Berry Gordy. The Chords did Tears in My Eyes, 1958 on Casino. Yes, Shaboom. And our final was Big Joe Turner, Midnight Special Train, 1957 on Atlantic. And, of course, Shake, Rattle, and Roll. That goes without saying. What's interesting, of course, is Midnight Special was in public domain. Ahmet Erdogan and Jerry Wexler added Train to the title and claimed writer's credit. Yeah, why should we not be surprised? And that's a wrap. We shouldn't be surprised about that either. We thank Adam for keeping us on the air and John for screening your calls. But above all, I thank you for calling. It made the show a pleasure to do. And I hope that 21 hours from now, you'll do it again right here. I'm Raleigh James. It's WGN Radio.